On the second recording we made, Heebie Jeebies.
Yeah.
Boyd Adkins was in Chicago, and he wrote the Heebie Jeebies. He composed the Heebie Jeebies. But he only composed the music. And vocals were just getting popular then. Every recording company wanted vocals. So Lewis told Boyd Adkins, you know, he said, I'll record it for you, see, but you got no words there? So Boyd said, no, he said, I didn't write no words, it's just music, see, but see, can't you put some words to it? So Lewis said, I'll put some words to it. And he wrote down the words for the Heebie-Jeebies on a slip of paper. So when we got to the studios, they always have to run over the numbers, you know, before we get the cut. And that time he was making three test records and a master.
Yeah.
Made four recordings all together. So we made the test records all right. Got the place, Louis. In fact, you know, on that number, I think we made only two tests. Boy said, oh, I guess we make a master now. So we went ahead to making the master. And Louis got to singing the Heebie-Jeebies. And the paper slipped out of his hand. And that's where he got this scat to do there. He didn't want to spoil the master because we had to work it over again, see? They just went around with that scat business. And that went like wildfire.
Yeah, it was a seller.
Went like wildfire. And from then comes the Andrew sister with the boo boo pa doo. And then Bing Crosby with the boo 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 boo, all that stemmed from this scat chorus. There's okay, people call it.